Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
Well, hello.
And a good Tuesday afternoon, everybody.
I'm feeling boosted.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Where did we go?
I started out yesterday's show upset because I couldn't get boosted, and then today I got boosted.
Where did you go?
My Price Chopper Pharmacy. I called, and we were joking because, you know, I talked about this on the air yesterday. I couldn't find anywhere to go. And I said, could you please put me on a cancellation list? And sure enough, on my way home last night at like 6:10 p.m., I got the call that someone canceled this morning. Can you be here at 9 o'clock?
Good.
Boom. I'm boosted.
So you got it at 9 o'clock this morning?
This morning.
Okay.
Yep. Got up.
Feeling
went
good?
In. Yeah, baby.
What'd they put in there?
Bring it, Omicron. Meth? Bring it.
Jeez. I must confess, I got mine on Friday of last week. Saturday, I didn't have a lot of side effects.
Yeah.
Not like I did when I was originally vaccinated. The only side effects I had this time, I had a mild headache, and I was just a little bit lethargic.
Yeah, that's me every day.
Which, you know, it was on a Saturday anyway, so, oh my God, I sat around and watched football.
Terrible.
Oh, it was awful. It was
terrible.
Dreadful. It was a dreadful day. I did everything I planned to do. It was awful. We would be remiss if we don't start off this show by remembering that it was 80 years ago today.
December 7th. 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
I can already hear some World War II buffs going, that speech was given on December 8th, not December 7th. That is correct. That speech was not given on December 7th. It was on this date that Pearl Harbor was attacked 80 years ago, launching the United States into World War II.
Not just saying this because I desperately want to go back to Hawaii, one of the best vacations we have ever had, hands down, one of in my top three. But I want to go back because the last time we were there 4 or 5 years ago, the memorial was closed. Remember, they had a crack in the hull of that memorial that was leaking oil, top to bottom, not bottom to top. And the rehab on that was millions of dollars and took a couple of years. I believe it is complete. And so when we were there to visit Pearl Harbor, they took you on a boat tour around all of the areas where the ships were struck, but you couldn't go onto that beautiful memorial where you look down and you can see the hull. And you can see the bubbles coming up.
And it still does that, is that right?
It still leaks oil.
The oil, 80 years later,
yes.
The oil is still bubbling up.
It was my understanding the reason for the remodel is there was a crack in the memorial that was leaking down and was unstable to the point that they didn't want people out there. And so it was a lovely tour. You see a short film. You go out with a member of the military who solemnly describes where all of the ships are, because you can't see the ships obviously underwater, but what they've done is they've marked it from bow to stern, so you can see the enormity of how big they were. With these memorials, you can see kind of in your mind's eye, if that makes sense, kind of where they were located and how big they are. But you couldn't get out to go see the actual memorial.
Yeah, I would love to go back. I've only been to Hawaii once, and it was as a young child. I think I was in second or third grade.
Oh, Scott, you would love it.
I know, because I love World War II.
Just the history.
I love tropical beach weather, but the World War II history there would be incredible. But I remember being there, but we were living in Anchorage, Alaska, and my parents were like, we're out of here for a week.
Yeah,
and
they took
my brother and me down to Hawaii. But we were both very young. My brother was probably in kindergarten at the time. And I remember being in Pearl Harbor. I don't remember anything else. I just remember seeing it.
So did they not have way back then, the memorial hadn't been built
yet
then?
Oh, I'm sure it had been. I think it was there. I don't know why I have a memory of seeing it, because I remember thinking, that's weird. That looks weird.
On top of the Arizona. And the USS Missouri, I think, is also out there.
I don't recall, Dan. I was so young.
Whichever vessel they signed the treaty agreement on is out there. I almost called you Chris. Sorry. Husband. You would love it. And we were out there probably 3 hours and didn't even see the memorial.
Huh.
Listen to this. A few dozen survivors were expected to gather today at that site to remember those killed. And Herb Elfring, 99 years old, was one of them. He says he's glad to return, considering he almost didn't live through the aerial assault. It was just plain good to get back and be able to participate in the remembrance of that day, he told reporters over the weekend. He was in the Army, assigned to the 251st Coastal Artillery, part of the California National Guard, on December 7th, 1941. He recalled Japanese Zero planes flying overhead and bullets strafing his Army base camp a few miles down the coast. He now lives in Jackson, Michigan, and said he's been back about 10 times.
You know, it's remarkable to think, this being the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, 30 survivors joined for this, Scott. Survivors.
That's remarkable in and of itself, because they would have been 18, 17, maybe a couple of them.
Unless they sneaked in early.
Right. So they're making an exception for a handful of 17-year-olds. The youngest would be 97.
Correct. So 30 survivors and 100 other veterans of the war were expected to join today.
Mm. Well, you know, I'm going to make it a personal mission to get back. I would love
you
to
need
see
to.
It.
I
would love to see it. I can only imagine.
Just the there's an indoor area where they have the footage, what exists, the photos from that time, and I just know what a history buff you are. So put it on your list if you haven't.
Well, and I was recording that speech from FDR out in the newsroom when I got in earlier today. It is amazing to me, and this isn't an indictment on the way that people speak today, but just how crisply and slowly
His voice?
Yes. I mean, and this is when you hear old radio clips from back in the day, they all sounded like this. It's amazing how our language, not the words that we use, but the way that we deliver them, has changed. Listen again.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
I mean, the diction.
The cadence.
The cadence. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you. The cadence is so deliberative and so, what's the word I'm looking for? Powerful. I mean, he sounds, a date that will live in infamy.
Yeah.
And you couldn't pull that kind of speech off today, but when you hear back then, you're like, yeah, let's go kick some ass.
Yes. We have a ton coming up in the stack to you today. That pet naughty monkey has launched a lawsuit. And we talked about this a few weeks ago. There is now a naughty pet monkey lawsuit in Texas. Can't wait to tell you about that.
Oh, okay.
And also, how well do you and your spouse get along?
I love this story.
How small is your current home? And why there is some new trend for married couples to live apart.
Not in different rooms in the house.
No. I got mine. You got yours.
Why even get married?
That's what Scott said.
That's what I said out in the newsroom.
Here's what I don't understand. How is this a trend unless you are fabulously wealthy? Who has the money to pay for two houses?
Well, wait.
If you're divorced, it's four. You have kids in college, it's six.
But you had two houses before you got married. So instead of joining assets and moving on up, you just stay where you are.
Doesn't that defeat the purpose? Well, the financial purpose, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Part of joining assets is joining assets.
Let's do that in the 3 o'clock hour. I like that as a 3 o'clock topic.
Yeah.
And I need not remind you, it's been a handful of weeks since we last did Terrible Joke Tuesday, and I checked my calendar this morning, and lo and behold, it's Tuesday.
Bring it.
What time? Sam, you set the time today.
Why don't we do a little 1545 this afternoon?
Little 345, so it's been said, so it's been set. Terrible Joke Tuesday at 345 today here on Dana and Parks.
Everybody get up.
Kansas City Star today. Uber will test a new safety feature in Kansas City that allows both drivers and passengers to record interactions during trips. Beginning today, customers can opt into the audio recording, which is aimed at preventing safety problems and investigating complaints after they're made. While the feature has been used in some capacity in Latin America for a couple years, Uber is just now trying it out in the United States with pilot programs in Kansas City, Louisville, and Raleigh-Durham. Louisville. In 2019, the rideshare company announced it had received more than 3,000 reports of sexual assault the previous year. Those included a near equal split of accusations against the driver and against the passengers.
Good.
Here's how the new audio tool works. Passengers who feel uncomfortable at any time during a trip can choose to begin recording the ride in their Uber app. Likewise, drivers can record all or part of a ride. The recordings are encrypted and stored on the user's device for up to 15 days.
Where is the rider's recording?
It's on the app.
On their app.
I don't know.
And here's why I ask. Let's say you happen to be Patrick Mahomes and you hop in an Uber. Can the driver just record you because he wants to?
So the driver, whenever they turn on their recording function, it notifies the rider, and you can either cancel the trip with no cancellation fee or still take the trip with the knowledge that they're recording.
Okay.
You.
So because by law, everyone would have to know you are being recorded. So they
technically
can't,
no.
Really?
It's not a one consent recording state.
Well, not in Kansas City when you're crossing back and forth in between state lines.
One of the two states is a one consent.
That's true. I don't know which is which.
It's Missouri that is.
See, we don't know.
I've been a reporter how long? It is Kansas that you don't have to have it, and I think it's Missouri that you do. And
Sam,
that's,
can you look that up?
Why I bring this up. What happens when you're crossing back and forth willy-nilly between state line? You have to notify if you're recording. My question is, can the driver just record because they want to, or because someone is having a heated conversation in the back, or someone is having a private conversation in the back, which really isn't private?
It will have to notify you. And I think that's something within the app, is even if it's a one recording or two recording consent state,
you have
once
to give
you
consent.
Become that driver, you but, essentially give consent to be recorded.
But you're in my private vehicle.
Well,
not currently, because it's technically contracted by Uber at the time.
Yeah. The technology that allows it to happen is Uber's.
Kansas is the one consent state. Missouri is requires
two
both.
Party consent. Yeah, okay.
I like it because we have all either been in a situation or know someone who has been in a situation where the Uber got weird. Let me give you
what is it about Uber that sometimes brings out the weirdness. And
on both sides. I'm sure the drivers will say on both sides.
Yeah, I understand, you know, taxi cabs are not, you know, free of any criticism. And there have been cabbies who've been shot or stabbed or whatever over the fare. There have been people who run off on a fare without paying for it. But I don't remember hearing these sorts of repetitive complaints before Uber.
No, it's just the technology that we have so that you hear it, Scott, like everything else. Two quick stories. We popped up to Hollywood Casino a few weeks ago for a media tour of their new restaurant, Prime Cut, which, by the way, is fabulous. Shameless.
Oh,
my goodness. It was phenomenal. So they did a little media soft opening. We pop up there. We Uber on the way home. We get into the car. First of all, the woman's driver's side door was completely smashed in, and you could not roll the window up or down.
This is the Uber?
This is our Uber driver. And we're kind of giggling when we get in the car. We're like, what happened to your last rider? We get in the car and, you know, we're kind of making small talk. And she points out that she has a baseball bat up front. And this was two men and two women that were in this Uber with me. And we're kind of laughing. And I go, I bet you do have a baseball bat. You probably have all kinds of crazy people. And she said, yes. And in fact, I had some women the other night that were being weird, and they wanted me to drive them around, and then they wanted to take me to a second location. Mm-mm. And I said, get out of my car.
Mm-mm.
So this is as much for the driver as it is for the passenger. Then the day after Thanksgiving, my son gets in an Uber and he's trying to make small talk with the driver because he's such a nice boy, you know that. And he's like, how was your Thanksgiving? And the driver was like, yeah, it was fine. And Jack goes, he texted me as soon as this happened, and I'm still laughing. He goes, what's your favorite Thanksgiving dish? And the driver goes, yeah.
Big glass of shut up.
What's your favorite dish? Yeah.
By the way.
Like, please just shut up. I just want to drive, and I'm not making enough money. But he was just trying to be nice, and he texted me. Oh, my God, my driver just replied, yeah.
Upon further research, both Missouri and Kansas are one consent states now. Okay. I don't know when that changed.
All right. Oh, that did change. We don't have to say anymore. You're on the air. We know you're on the air.
Somebody says, I have a taser.
Wow.
And I am an Uber driver.
I would too. If I was a driver, I would too. We had someone shot, Scott, a few weeks ago. Remember?
Yes.
The girls were like, go here, now go here. And then they struggled with the woman and they shot her.
Well, that was about 3 months ago on the show. There were three women who got into a car and they went to one location.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they wanted to go to another location.
No, red flag.
And then they wanted to go to a third location. When they got to the third location, the driver's like,
get out.
There's a problem here.
And it was like a dead end or, you know, behind a dumpster somewhere. No.
How come people don't do that to cabbies?
I don't. Well, maybe over the years they did, but.
Or is it that because Uber is so convenient, you don't have to go wait for a cab.
Right.
That more and more people are riding in cars that they have no connection to whatsoever. Because now everybody's car, if you're hooked up with Uber, could be a cab.
The last Uber I got in after Hollywood Casino was from here to work because my car was in the shop. I get in the Uber. Huh. You work at this radio station? I go, yeah. What do you do? I said, oh, I'm in talk. Do you know Laszlo?
No, but I know Nikki Pace. 576-7798.
Not a Dana and Burks man, are you?
576-7798. Uber is launching a pilot program here in Kansas City that allows not only the driver, but the passengers to roll tape during the ride, especially if you feel uncomfortable. The driver can start rolling tape whenever he or she wants. 576-7, is it necessary? Your experiences that were a little weird or suspect, where you wish you were rolling tape. 576-7798, Dana Wright, Scott Parks here on KMVZ.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Every breath you take. Story in the Kansas City Star indicating that Uber is making Kansas City one of its three test markets for a recording device on its app that if you're riding in an Uber and there's just something that ain't right, go to the app and start recording. Now, the driver, I think, might be notified. He or she can also start recording you immediately. They don't have to wait, and you don't either, technically. But a driver could start recording you at any time during the rideshare. And you will also be notified on your app that the very kind person up front who doesn't want to talk about their Thanksgiving meal is recording you. Yeah.
To clarify, the driver is not notified when the passenger turns it
on. Oh, it's not. Okay. Thank you for the
clarification. See, and I like that because you wouldn't want the driver going, oh, I'm sorry. Feeling uncomfortable, are you? What about me makes you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, let me see your phone. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, the baseball bat you have in your right hand, sir.
Sam, thank you for the clarification. But you will be notified if the driver starts recording.
Is correct.
That, good.
Okay. All right. 576-7798. Ashley in Overland Park. Ashley, hello.
Hey, guys. As a woman driver who's out here by myself, I don't understand how this is just now getting started. I would have had tape rolling every single time with some of the creepy, creepy stuff that I've seen. I've had a guy that I was just making small talk with, smoking a cigarette outside of my hotel, slip a phone number under my door. Let me tell you who the last person I'm going to be calling is. Creepy McCreeperson slipping a phone number under my hotel door.
He slipped his number under your hotel door?
Yeah, he said, I think you're cute. Call me.
Oh.
No. Red flag. Ultimate red flag. Sorry, Creeper McCreeperson. Get away from me. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he had seen where I went, it really bothered my husband to the point where he insists that now whenever I have to go out of town, I always carry my taser, my tactical knife, and my pepper spray.
Yes.
It's scary out here. And some of the things that I've seen, I mean, I've had people jump up on the running boards of my truck trying to get money from me. Somebody homeless standing on the side of a corner. So I don't understand how this is just now coming into play. Wasn't it a Lyft driver a few years ago who almost got killed by getting the crud beat out of her by one of her fares?
Yes. It's been on both sides. There have been drivers killed and there have been passengers killed, but yes.
From the text line, 9400 writes, I've had drunk customers touch me inappropriately, threaten me, berate me. I welcome this. That's a big reason I got a dash cam. I've been driving since 2014. You guys are not exactly what we would call good PR for Uber. Shauna in Liberty. Hello, Shauna.
Hi.
Hi.
So my girlfriends and I were in Cocoa Beach, and we were catching an Uber to the airport, and when he opened his trunk, he had a machete in there. And my friend looked at him as he was loading her bag, and she goes, why do you have a machete in there?
A machete.
A machete.
Was he...
maybe he needed to cut brush.
Cutting sugar cane or brush or...
He didn't even answer us. He never even responded.
Maybe you run into an alligator, you're in Florida, I don't know.
Right?
What would you have done if he looked at you and said, don't find out?
Oh, I would have ran.
The good news is it was in the trunk, so it's not like you had easy access to it, you know, like...
His windows were extremely dark as well on his car. And it just threw a flag up with all three of us. We were like, give us our luggage back.
You know why, Shauna? He doesn't want to see anyone kidnapping you.
Yes. And then the lady, the Uber that we got in with later on, the woman had told us that they had found someone in like an area that had been killed from an Uber driver. And that was the same, like a week or two before.
All right. Hey, do appreciate the call. Two, by the way, coming in back to back from different phone numbers. From people who say, it's not the drivers. It's the stupid blanking passengers.
I believe it. Who are generally drunk. I mean, not 100% of the time. I'm going with 60% of the time they've been drinking. Like me on my way home from work, because I don't have a car going home, is one thing. But you're on an Uber driver schedule at 1 a.m. in Power and Light?
Are you a talker, like a questioner when you're in the Uber?
Not when I get in the car after work. I just want to sit.
See, I look at that, and I don't know that I've been in too many Ubers, maybe three in my whole life. But like with the five guys who take you up to the airport and back, my thinking on that is I treat that like I'm still sitting on the plane. And you don't want to talk to me, and I'll answer a question if you had, like, how was my day? Where am I headed? You know, blah, blah, blah. But I always just assume the driver doesn't really care.
Right.
They want your money and they want to get you to wherever you're going safely and quickly.
I don't know. Every once in a while I get someone that I love and you can tell they're super fun and yeah. But I've got to be in the mood and so do they. Do you know, you can tell when you get in.
Obviously Jack was in the mood the other day. Driver,
not so much.
I've had very many long conversations, like rides to the airport in an Uber where we just chatted the whole time. And I've also had it to where I thought that where are we going? Why aren't we speaking?
Well, but you can put that on your setting, too, that, like, would prefer not to talk.
Yeah.
That's in settings now.
Let's go to Jesus in Kansas City. Hello.
Yeah, my name is Jesus.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, how you guys doing? This is my first time calling and listening to you guys.
Oh, well, where have you been, Jesus?
Where have I been?
Yeah.
Working, driving, listening to the other radio station.
Well, we're glad to have you. Go ahead.
Right. Anyways, this time about last year, this time, maybe in October or so, I picked up a fare. It was around noon because I've always had this thing where I don't want to drive at night because, you know, bad things happen at night. And to my surprise, I picked up three passengers that were wanted by the police. And I didn't know it at the time. They were being investigated, and they were only confirmed to be where they were until I picked them up. And suffice to say that the people were wanted for kidnapping and robbing Pizza Hut guys, and one of them was wanted for a homicide. And it wasn't until after I got out of the cab, because once I got pulled over, I was ordered out of the cab, one of the guys wasn't going home that day. And we found all that out because we obviously keep videos in our cab. And that is about the most intense thing that I've ever been through. And it doesn't happen every day, thank God. But I've definitely had people run out on me on money. I've definitely been solicited.
Jesus, you've been solicited?
Yes.
For what?
By a woman.
Brown chicken, brown cow?
They want to ride, and I didn't, so.
Jesus, don't be a stranger. Thanks for the call.
Greg in Atchison. Hello, Greg.
Yes, sir. I'd like to invite Dana to come ride for an hour in Lawrence on a Friday and Saturday night. She would have the blast.
Oh, Greg, you don't have to tell me twice. I've been up there, not every Friday or Saturday, but I have been up there, and I'm sure the students are interesting rides. I will leave it at that.
We play taxi trivia.
Beg your pardon?
They get to play for the magic $1 bill.
Oh, I like taxi trivia, Greg. I also had a driver in Lawrence, Greg, who had Mario Kart Wii in the back of her car, and the entire time she rode us around, you could play Wii Mario Kart in the back of her car.
That sounds pretty cool.
Oh, it was a riot, Greg. Hey, the next time I'm in Lawrence, I hope I get you as my driver.
Do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. Let's wrap it up with Jennifer in Overland Park. Hello, Jennifer.
Howdy, Scott.
Hi.
Hi, Dana.
Hi.
A lady who had to be called Looney Tunes at Target.
Yeah.
I told you, I listened to your show quite a bit.
Thank you.
Anyway, my car recently broke down, and I started to have to use Uber because I have to travel halfway across town to get my kid to school. I ended up getting lost, unfortunately, on my way coming from downtown, and I called an Uber. And the poor guy, unfortunately, followed the directions, and we ended up on Independence Avenue having to see a couple of hookers and a couple of guys trying to get drugs from us.
Oh, Jennifer, I'm sorry. And then you're probably pulling over asking for directions, which makes you look like a John.
And your kid was in the car?
We were in the car, and they were doing this.
Oh,
and your kid was in it?
No, thank God he was already at school.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know what, Jennifer? Google Maps is your friend, but thank you for the call.
And avoid the Independence Avenue Bridge. Always dangerous if your car is very tall. 576-7798. Don't forget, we're doing terrible jokes at 345 this afternoon. Sam Stevie III. She's Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMVZ. Oh my God, first sign that the end of the world is upon us. Amazon's web hosting platform suffered a major outage today.
Uh-oh.
Taking down major websites like Facebook, Netflix, Disney Plus, and Venmo. Oh my God,
no!
Amazon Web Services, commonly known as AWS, which provides cloud computing services to individuals, companies, and governments. I have no idea what I just read. Started receiving reports of outages at 9:17 our time this morning. Reports indicate that there may be a widespread outage at Amazon Web, which may be impacting your service, the website reads. Although, how would you be able to see it if your internet was down? Some 27,000 reports were received showing problems throughout North America, Europe, and Asia.
Update to a story that we first brought you several weeks ago. Not looking to make this a topic, but boy, we could. A pet monkey bite has led to a lawsuit against the Texas football assistant coach and his dancer girlfriend. Texas assistant football coach Jeff Banks and his girlfriend Danielle Thomas are now being sued by a couple who say that their child was bitten by Thomas's pet monkey on Halloween. According to the lawsuit, the child identified as CC and two of his friends were invited to attend a haunted house set up by Thomas at her home. The three were taken to a monkey in the backyard that was trained to give high fives, which is what CC then attempted to do. Instead of giving a high five, Thomas's monkey aggressively chomped down on CC's hand and refused to let go. CC was forced to manually pry the monkey's jaws open. There was so much blood, CC was unable to see the full extent of the injury. It was Halloween. A physician who lived nearby was able to clean and dress the wound.
Mm.
After being told about the injury by the doctor and another neighbor, Thomas was only concerned about her monkey's well-being. Instead of showing any semblance of care for the injured child, she was worried about the risk of her monkey being taken away. Thomas responded, "The monkey's bitten me before and I was fine." The alleged attack was first reported in a tweet by a sports photographer. When asked if the monkey was vaccinated,
okay,
Thomas refused to reply, but says she has all of the shots she needs because she is an emotional support animal.
Okay. A monkey is your emotional support animal?
No, actually,
can't you get a dog like everybody else?
I recall the monkey was part of her dance routine as her professional gig as a dancer. And her dance name is Pole Assassin.
That's right.
That's right.
And her stripper monkey.
It's a stripper monkey.
The Pole Assassin.
Oh, she assassinates that pole.
She slays it. And guys, coming out tonight, for your pleasure, here is the Pole Assassin.
And her stripper monkey.
Dorks.
Do not pet the monkey.
Any injuries caused by the monkey or not?
Do not pet the monkey. The U.S. captioning company, the USCC, which does captions and subtitles on events on TV and in courtrooms, is out with the most mispronounced words of 2021, Dana Ryan.
Is it supposedly, which doesn't have a B in it?
No.
What about forward?
Forward is definitely not on the list.
Is it GIF or GIF?
Omicron is on there.
Omicron?
Yep. So's this word, chuggy.
There is not a pronouncer for that, sorry.
You put that in the pronouncer and it's not there?
Does not exist.
What is chuggy?
Chuggy is apparently a lot to chew on.
That's the dumbest word I've ever heard in my life. Spell it.
C-H-E-U-G-Y.
Used in a slang term to say no longer trendy. According to...
Yes, the term is commonly claimed to have been popularized by Gen Z as a pejorative to describe lifestyle trends associated with older people.
So like my little Serbian mobster suit is chuggy. Very chuggy.
Okay, boomer.
Right, chuggy.
Right?
Got it.
Okay, chuggy. Also, Billie Eilish and Jason Kelce have something in common. Broadcasters butcher their names as well. Here's another word that apparently is mispronounced often. Chipotle, they say.
Chipotle.
Oh, good Lord. There's an L in there, people.
Chipotle. Dogecoin.
Dogcoin.
Doggy coin is what it looks like.
Yeah, he said doggy coin the first time.
Glasgow.
What is that? I don't even know. How can I mispronounce something I've never heard?
You don't know Glasgow?
Glasgow, Scotland?
Like the city.
Why is that in the news cycle right now?
Because it's hard to, people mispronounce it.
The COP26 was there.
Thank you. There would have to be a reason to pronounce it. That's why I'm asking.
And then, by the way, next to Kelce for Jason Kelce, Travis's brother who plays for Philadelphia, they have K-E-L lowercase s, Kelce, not Kelce.
Well,
that's how they have the proper pronunciation.
That's because he joked with people earlier in the year that that's really how you pronounce it, which is not.
No, that's how you pronounce it.
That's what mom said. And then Ever Given, the name of the ship that was stuck in the Suez Canal.
Ever Given?
Ever Given. Many newscasters took the name of the ship as Evergreen.
What?
The name of the company that owns the vessel, which was printed on its hull.
Well, that's not a mispronunciation. That's a misunderstanding.
It's a goof. Okay.
Hey!
Apparently there's a Glasgow, Missouri, too.
Asking. Glasgow.
When we get back, married, but literally living separately.
Also, when we get back, a local story. A listener reached out to me about this, Scott. Who gets to decide when we get rid of a sport in a school? And there are some parents very angry in Lawrence
that they
have gotten rid of their child's sport.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to that and much more coming up in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for
for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.